Hello, friends, and welcome again to what we're calling a conspiracy of goodness. Playing the guitar and harmonica, singing the songs, and telling the stories of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. Larry Long. Recording the stories and songs of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and today we have the privilege of honoring and embracing justice.
Hope's eternal spring will make justice reign. Truth will prevail. Is it you or I in jail? Beauty all around. Love will lay hatred down.
Justice. Justice. It's the Greek virtue of being in right relationship with one another. Maybe a little story would help. A friend of mine, his wife was going to the technical college. She's a mother and had a bit of a part-time job, but was getting her associate's degrees. That's where she was starting off. And of course, a lot of tension. It gets to be about 11 o'clock in the morning. She had finished classes, but hadn't had anything for breakfast. And she thought, I think I'll go over and get myself a cup of coffee. And then she remembered that in her bag she had a Kit Kat candy bar as well. And she thought, chocolate and coffee, this is just what the doctor ordered. So she goes in, she puts her books down, she goes over, gets a cup of coffee, and she comes back, and there's a man sitting across from her books. Kit Kat's opened on the table, and he's eating a bar of the chocolate. She sits down, she glares at the man, and he feels a bit uncomfortable, so he breaks off a bar of the chocolate and he gives it to her. She eats it, but she continues to stare and to glare at this gentleman. How dare him do this, eat her Kit Kat? And then he reaches down, he pulls off the third bar, and he begins to eat it. And then she's just really fuming. And he can feel that, so he breaks off the fourth bar, give her half, keeps half for himself. Well, he could feel how tense this was, so he gets up and he walks away. And she watches him walk across the cafeteria, where he goes through the line and gets himself a donut. He goes and sits down at another place and opens up his paper. And she thought, I can't let this stand. This is not right or just. I'm going to find my voice and speak for myself. So she gets up and she walks over to where the man is seated, reaches down, picks up his donut, and takes a big bite out of it. Feels self-satisfied and puts it right back down on the napkin across from him and walks away. Goes and picks up her books and goes back out to her car, opens up the car door, throws her books in, and there on the seat of the car was her Kit Kat. Isn't it amazing? We've been eating someone else's Kit Kat for so long, we forgot who it belongs to. Justice is giving back to people what is rightfully theirs. Dignity, respect, freedom, their rights. All of us each and every day have an opportunity to provide dignity, freedom, and respect to each other. It's the work of justice.
You can throw me in the hole, but you can never break my soul. My love, it grows and grows. With the eagle, it does soar. Beauty all around. Love will lay hatred down.
I come from a family of attorneys, people who have spent their whole life standing up for what is right and good and just. My brother, who's just a year younger than myself, was a district attorney of Adams County for 33 and one half years. 33 and a half years, being the voice, looking for justice for the victim, looking for justice for the citizens of the state of Wisconsin, looking for justice for the perpetrator and the community. Justice. My brother did more work for justice in a morning than sometimes I've done in a year. I teach about justice, I explain about justice, but each and every day he had to make those difficult decisions in terms of being in a right relationship, oftentimes with people that he had a hard time tolerating or experiencing. He said to me, you know, the proudest moment of my career is that I've never had a criminal complaint filed against me, and I worked in the criminal justice system all these years. Why? He was committed to justice each and every day. People would come in looking for a deal. He said, I don't deal. Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and things will go well for you. Don't tell the truth, things will not go so well. Isn't it amazing? Our whole system of justice, right relationship, is about telling the truth, giving our word and keeping it, giving back to people what is rightfully theirs, dignity, respect, and their rights as human beings.
Beauty before, beauty behind, beauty above, beauty below, beauty all around. Love will lay a tread down. Love will lay hatred down.
Justice isn't something that we just read about or explain or define. We learn justice from watching the people that we love, who stand up for what is right and good and just. When I was a young boy of 12, my mother was suffering from clinical depression and was hospitalized. And my brother and I had to go and live with different families. All five of us in the family were living with different families, and our baby sister who had just been born was taken in by a family. We were separated. And on Sundays, my father would do the best to gather us together and take us to church and then out for breakfast. And on this one particular Sunday in the summer, my father took my brother and I out to play golf with him. He was hungry and anxious to be with his boys, separated from his wife and his children, and for the three of us to play golf was just a joy. So we teed off on the first hole at 2:30 on a Sunday afternoon, and we were about on the first green, and the golf pro comes driving up in a golf cart and said, Greg, you and the boys will have to stop playing. Club rules say that you can't begin to play if you're under 12 before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's not quite yet 3. He said, I'm here with my boys. You know the situation with my wife, and you're here to tell us we can't play golf. There's nobody else. He said, Greg, one of the influential rich members of the club has filed a complaint and doesn't want you playing, breaking the rules. So my father said, all right. And we picked up our clubs, walked back to the car. My father drove us back to the homes that we were staying at. The rest of that summer, my father would play golf, but never went into the clubhouse. His friends would say, come on, Greg, come on in and have a beer. Nope. Just get me a Diet Pepsi. And sat outside between rounds. Come on in, Greg, have a sandwich. Nope. Just a Diet Pepsi. It'd be raining. Later in the fall, it was cold. Come on in, Greg. Nope. Why won't you come in? He said, you all know why I won't come in. That man tried to take my dignity. Wouldn't let me play golf with my boys. My wife is sick. You know why. And that man was shamed. How could somebody be so selfish as to treat a man with his boys, a wife who was sick, with so much disrespect? Justice. Making injustice visible and having the courage to confront it.
came from Texas to this northern town, where a policeman laid him down. He said to the cop, "I cannot breathe. Mama, won't you please save me? Won't you please save me?" With a knee on his neck, a foot on his back above his chest, I can still hear poor George scream 20 times, "I cannot breathe, I cannot breathe." George Floyd, won't you say his name? George Floyd, don't let him die in vain. George Floyd, won't you say his name? George Floyd, always fun to have around, never one to put someone down, a gentle giant like Muhammad Ali. George as strong as a man can be, as a man can be. Let him go, the people cry. 3 police standing by, not one of them would intervene. Murder in the nth degree, in the nth degree. George Floyd, won't you say his name? George Floyd, don't let him die in vain. George Floyd, won't you say his name? George Floyd. Streets now burning beneath the sun. Good God, we pray justice be done. We can rebuild, imagine that. But we cannot bring his life back, bring his life back. George Floyd, won't you say his name? George Floyd, don't let him die in vain. George Floyd, won't you say his name? George Floyd. George Floyd, won't you say his name? George Floyd, don't let him die in vain. George Floyd, won't you say his name? George Floyd. George Floyd, won't you say his name? George Floyd, don't let him die in vain. George Floyd, won't you say his name? George Floyd.
Beautiful, profound, sacred. We all must take time to raise up the names of good people. Good people who remind us about justice and being in the right relationship. Larry, Brett, and I all shared a friendship with one very just man, Earl Madeiry. Earl had been my student at Viterbo. He enjoyed Viterbo so much, he stayed for 5 years. And when he was ready to graduate, had a full-ride scholarship to the University of Michigan in operatic performance. Instead, he heard a different call, and he went to work at a church and to be the choir director and youth director for the handsome sum of $5,000 a year. You can imagine that phone call home. Earl, got his master's degree, came back to teach at Viterbo. My student became my colleague, became my supervisor, became one of my very best friends. Earl, committed to justice in the songs that he sang and in the lessons that he taught. Earl was coming out to join me for my birthday party at a potluck that one of the sisters was holding for us, and he waved to his mother on the street. His mother was an immigrant from Germany after the Second World War. His mother, her father, stood up to Hitler and would not take an oath of allegiance, taught at the University of Berlin, and would not take an oath of allegiance to the Third Reich. His mother said she remembered as a little girl this Gestapo coming to their house, and her mother made them tea. And then they finally said, okay, you know, while we're here, and they took her father away, and all he could bring with him was one thing, and it was a Bible that he brought with him to Dachau. Well, six of the people we went to Dachau with, they all died except for one man, and he was able to collect the items. And so he comes back and he gives the family back the Bible. And there was her mother and Earl's mom, a little girl, were not given shelter during the bombing that took place in Germany. And because of that, a bomb exploded and her eardrum was broken. The Allies found them, they were emaciated, and therefore provided safe passage to the United States. They immigrated to Detroit. Earl's mother grew up and came to live with him in La Crosse, and he sees his mother this afternoon, he waves to her. We come and we're sitting down and having supper, and the phone rings from the emergency room. Earl's mother had been hit by a car. She was walking across a street, and she did not hear the car beep because she had no hearing in that ear. She was hit and she was killed. We gathered with Earl that night as he watched his mom die. Well, if you know what it's like, it's a terrible burden to have to pack up your mother's things or your father's things, and he does. And he moves them to the basement of his house, and then they're moving, and his wife said, listen, I think it's time for you to go through your mother's things, and he goes through his mother's things, and he finds his Bible, and he opens it up, and he realizes that it was his grandfather's Bible his grandfather had brought to Dachau. And Earl opened it up, and there he looked, and each of the Psalms were notes written by his grandfather while imprisoned at Dachau. The Word became flesh again, and when he picked up the Bible, his thumb print fit perfectly into the thumbprint of his grandfather who held that holy book at Dachau. His grandfather never knew his grandson, but his grandson did the work of justice that will be here for eternity. Justice lasts. Injustice dies.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoice and rise high as the listening sky. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Thank you all so much for sharing this sacred time with Tom Thibodeau and I and Brett Hoos in Conspiracy of Goodness. It's such a pleasure to be here with Tom and Brett and all of you on this very blessed day. We thank you for all that you do.
Until we meet again, friends, peace and all good. It's the basis of justice.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.